live across the sunny coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Going back to the sports news we heard just before,
yeah.
Spencer Lenu, the racial slur, all of that. I'm so glad I didn't pick him in my fantasy league.
I did.
Oh, you've got him.
I've got him.
Oh.
In my NRL dream team.
You hear that, Sunny Coast?
I'm getting rid of him.
Ellie,
don't you worry about
good,
that.
Yeah, good, good.
Don't you worry about that.
Sub him out.
Hey, footy is back tonight. How exciting. Hello, Sunshine Coast. Great to be with you this Thursday afternoon. This week has flown by.
Friday Eve already. Can you believe it? I've been back on the radio almost a week.
Yeah.
Feels like I'm still shaking off a holiday at this point. Big show ahead of us as well, Sunny Coast. Around 4:30 this afternoon, one of our favourite games, 5 Second Sweat. It's back. Did you play it while I was away?
I played a fair bit of it, actually, while you're away.
Cool.
I didn't just play it on Thursdays. I played it on Tuesdays as well, just to really mix things up.
We'll give you a topic like flowers. You have to give us as many of those or as many of those as we need from you in 5 seconds. If you can do that, you'll be walking away with a whole heap of prizes.
Yeah, also, later in the show, we're talking to the man behind the pig races at Mooloolah Valley. Yep. Yeah, you heard that right. There's pig races at Mooloolah Valley.
If you didn't know about it, you do now. That's after 4. Also, what did you have to redo before 4 o'clock? Because we did a photo shoot. We've had to do a whole nother one.
Yeah, it's all happening. Join us for the next 3 hours, Sunny Coast.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
There's nothing worse in life than doing something, doing a good job at it, and having to redo it. It's happened to me far too many times in my life.
This morning we had to do a photo shoot, which we'd done 3 or 4 weeks ago, but the photos that came out from the first one, CFM wasn't happy, Ellie wasn't hot enough. So I've shown a little bit more skin this time around, hoping to increase the sex appeal. But it means that we did have to completely redo it, and which is why we're asking the question this afternoon from you, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. What did you have to redo?
I say it's happened to me so many times. The worst I can think of was I was first year uni doing a journalism degree.
Yep.
And my first proper assignment was we had to go and film like a local news story.
Yeah.
And so I got my little camera, like in those days, digital camera, filming on phones. Thank you very much. On its little tripod. And I was interviewing local shop owners about the demise of the suburb and how no one's shopping there anymore.
Oh, I'm sure they would have loved that.
Yeah, right.
Talk about how crap your business is going. Look into the camera. Hang on, I'm not filming. Hang on.
Give me a tear. I want a tear to slowly roll down your
cheek. Cry for me.
So I interviewed this pharmacist and he like took me up to the office and we did this interview and here's me there. So how do you feel that business has been going? Super awkward.
Yeah.
Got it done, left, sat in the car, I'd been so nervous. I was like, oh, thank God that's over. Got home, looked at the footage. Hadn't turned the microphone on, had absolutely no audio, had to go back to the pharmacist and be like, excuse me, hi, can we do that again? He was like, are you serious?
No.
Get the tear back down your cheek, I missed it. Yeah, Kath's in Nambour. Hi, Kath. Have you had to redo something?
Many times. I do a lot of...
Hang on, Kath, your line's not great. We might need you to redo that first sentence for us.
It's really bad in my house, so apologies. Is that any better?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
There we go. Let's redo this. Yeah. Hey, Kath,
okay.
From Nambour. It
fits with the theme perfectly.
Hey, Ellie and Bex.
No, we're going to redo that. No, we'll redo that. Kath, you were one of my favourites as well.
My brother doesn't think so, but we will not go there.
Okay, all right. Tell us, what did you used to do a lot of, Kath?
I do a lot of cakes for my friends.
Okay.
So I do birthday parties to baby showers. Haven't done wedding cakes as yet. I don't know if I want to go that far. Mm-hmm. So I was doing a baby shower cake for my friend 2 years ago and it was a Swiss meringue buttercream for the border of the cake. Mm-hmm. And we had to travel an hour to the location. And on the way down, I was holding the cake.
I held
the cake in the car.
Catherine?
I'm getting there. We were dropping off one of the kids we were looking after that night on the way to their house. I said to my husband, can you go around the corners carefully, please? Go slow and go careful. Yep. We went around the first corner, second corner. No, bang, straight in the dashboard.
Oh,
I lost it. Like, I mean, the three kids in the back, I'm thinking, stop swearing. I could not stop swearing at my husband because I just said, I told you to slow that.
Yeah. Oh, God, Kath's getting loose.
Catherine's thinking, I can't wait to call Ellie and Bex about this.
The Ellie and Bex show is about to get taken off the air with Kath swearing. Thanks, Kath. Great story.
Oh, my
gosh. Keep coming, Sunny Coast.
Don't ruin a meringue around Kath,
yeah,
all right?
Don't call Taz Bex. See you, Bex.
We've learned our lesson.
Bianca is in Little Mountain. Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
Tell us if you had to redo something.
Yeah, so I was doing a DoorDash with my brother. We had a double dash, which was two orders from the same store, GYG, and we had to deliver to two different locations, which were about two streets away. We delivered the first one, and the person messaged us as we were on the way to the next one saying they have the wrong order, so we had to go back and switch them out. It hadn't been opened or touched, it just... they noticed the name was different on the package.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah.
So did you have to go back and get a whole new meal for them, or could you just go and give them the original meal that I was supposed to get?
We just swapped them out.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, that's good.
It hadn't been opened. They just seen the name and quickly messaged us. It was, and like I said, the street was about two away, so...
Surely they would have taken a little chippy, though, you know? Like, yeah. I'd take a little chippy for sure. Just then reseal it nicely. No one has to know.
But yeah, unfortunately, all deliveries that come to the CFM studio are for Ellie.
Yeah,
so it's never really not her chippies that she's taking. Thank you, Bianca, for your story.
Yeah, thanks, B. Let's go to Tammy in Baringa. Tammy, what have you had to redo?
Okay, so I'm a cleaner at a hotel in Batinia, and... essentially, there were two families staying in one two-bedroom apartment, but only one of the families had checked out and given back the keys. Mm-hmm. So my manager didn't realise there was still another family in there, but they weren't in there when we went to clean the full apartment, only to get called back an hour and a half later when they handed back the other set of keys and they had showered, laid on the freshly made beds, cooked breakfast. We used pretty much the entire apartment all over again, and we had to clean the whole thing twice in an hour and a half.
And they would have used all your little soaps and shampoos and things.
We actually cooked them all.
I do too. What a windfall for them.
Tammy, what's the weirdest thing that someone's taken from the hotel?
Oh, you know what? Weirdest thing that's left, I can't say on radio.
Yeah.
But weirdest thing that was taken, probably lamps.
Oh, what?
Hey, yeah. It's not tied down in a hotel, it's free. That's right.
If it's got the hotel name on it,
yeah.
It's a freebie. Thank you, Tammy. Love it.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Set your watches, a calendar invite, whatever you need to do. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock, 3:10 we say in the radio biz, because Ellie is dropping a brand new song for the Sunny Coast to do with International Women's Day.
Yeah, the rapper E-Chain, internationally renowned.
That's right, not Ellie, actually. Ellie has nothing to do with it. It's E-Chain joining the show yet again.
I actually have to leave the studio at that time tomorrow, so it'll be so weird. Like, E-Chain will be here, but I won't.
I've never seen you two in the same studio.
No one has.
You should see E-Chain, though. She's beautiful.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, is she better looking than me?
Way better.
Oh, interesting. Look, I spoke about last hour. I said that coming up later in the show, we'd reveal what song is going to be rapped over. It's not your typical song. Usually I choose a rap song and I change the words of the rap song. This year,
Who have you gone with?
A regular song.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be
What do you mean regular song?
Like non-rap. A non-rap song.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm rapping over the top of it. It's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Gangnam Style.
Baby Shark. That'll be next year's for sure. I can confirm the song I'm rapping over, Echenius, sorry, is... Banger of a song, but not a rap, right?
Not Pink. No.
No, not Pink.
This is me. The Greatest Showman cast.
The Greatest Showman.
Hey, you and the gang.
So I'm going to give you a tiniest of sneak peeks.
Sunny Coast, consider yourself lucky. I haven't heard any yet.
It's literally the first 15 seconds, which is mainly the intro. So.
Oh, so you said here's a snippet and there's not actually any anything from you in it.
It's the start of it, so you'll know how it starts.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies, take a chair, come gather round. Throw that uncomfy bra right on the ground.
That's all you get.
Oh.
That's all you get.
You're stopping at the bra line.
That's all. I'm stopping at the bra line.
Okay, 3 o'clock tomorrow, it launches and complete with a music video as well.
Yep, very exciting.
You've put hundreds of hours into this thing and it's so good, Sunny Coast. You're going to have your mind blown. 3 o'clock tomorrow.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And something is happening this weekend, Taz, that everyone I've told about is like, you have got to go to that. It sounds like so much fun. The Mooloola Valley Country Club are having the pig races.
That's right. The fastest pigs on the planet are descending on the sunny coast this Saturday. And one of the big dogs behind this whole thing at the Mooloola Valley Country Club is Mark. He joins us this afternoon. G'day, mate.
G'day, Taz. Thanks, Ellie.
Welcome. Welcome. Tell us, the pig racing, is this something that's been happening for a while?
Yeah, it's our seventh year of running the pig races.
7 years. Okay, and how? Who had the idea in the first place?
Actually, a close friend of ours, Shona Hume, she was our events manager back in the day, mm-hmm. at the 7 years ago, and she brought that to us and started off as a small thing, and now it's blown out to
great
a fantastic day and a really great community get-together.
Where do the pigs come from? Like, do you just go to local farms and say, hey, have you got a speedy pig amongst your lot? Or?
No, we use some friends out at Warwick that breed the little piggies.
Cool.
And, yeah.
Lovely. Do we try any other animals before landing on the pigs?
No, we have thought about different animals, but we've stuck with the pigs. They do well.
Because I did a couple of years in Darwin and they do something similar but with crocs. They do crocs, which are a little scarier than the pigs running around. Pigs super cute.
Yeah.
But the crocs, when they're running at you, they do croc races.
When I was doing radio in Victoria, we did ferret racing. And the ferrets would go, we actually got given a ferret to compete. We called it Roger Ferreter. And and it had to race through all the pipes. It was so cool. But pigs, sounds so fun. So can people still get their own pig in the race? Because all of this is to raise money for Inclusive Kids, right?
Yes, it is. So we have six piggies on the day and they're allocated to our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Big thank you to Dean from Crick's Volkswagen, who's a big supporter of Inclusive Kids, the charity we are helping this year. Fletcher Riley, Rebecca and Alan from Fletcher Riley Real Estate. Rhino's Earth and Civil, Earth Moving. This is their fourth year. And we've got Alex Wright, Image Properties Real Estate. This is his third year. Baker's Delight Kiwana, big supporters of Inclusive Kids. And then we've got Across Oz Boring, which are great mates of the club. And then we also have name for the race names as well, and businesses have got behind that as well.
Do they come up with pig puns to name the races?
They've been a bit slack this year.
Oh, what?
So we've only got Kevin Bacon and Harry Trotter at the moment.
Leave it with us, Mark. Please. I'm sure we can come up with plenty for you.
We've got a couple of days up our sleeve. I'm sure we can come up with some, totally. What's the race like? What's the distance? What's the training involved in the...
A lot of training.
Yeah.
So the little piggies, we put about five or six little milk tins around.
Yep.
And the pigs come out of the gates, jump over hay bales and run around sniffing for milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set out so they run to the one tin of milk, but there's no milk in it, just a little smell, and then they run, and the first pig to get to the actual milk gets the
gets the prize. Not like a sprinting race.
It's not. They have a fun, and you've got all the kids and families yelling and screaming with excitement, and
how good. It sounds like such a fun night. It is happening this Saturday night at the Mooloola Valley Country Club. Piggy long stocking is all I can think of right
that's
now.
That's good.
I like it.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to literally spend the rest of the show just thinking about pig names now.
Tickets are $5. If you've got kids under 12, bring them along. They are free. Mark from the Mooloola Valley Country Club, thanks for joining us, Asabi.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. The 5 Second Sweat with Ellie and Taz.
We like to put you under pressure. We'll be putting you under the pump in 20 minutes, but before we do that, we're making you sweat, baby.
Yeah, 5 seconds on the clock. Can you give us five things of a particular topic in that time? Playing this afternoon, Sunny Coast, give her a huge welcome to the show, Sarah from Sippy Downs. G'day, Sez.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah. How would you say you go under pressure?
Oh, not the best.
Not the best. Yeah, nor do I.
This may not be the game for you, Sarah.
Do not have a heart attack around me because I would not know what to do. I'm a free. I'm a, you know, fight or flight? I'm fight, flight or freeze.
You've invented your own one.
Yep.
You're not fight.
Definitely not fight.
You'd be a little flight.
I'm definitely flight. Yep, but if freezing is a form of flight, I'm it.
Sarah, fight, flight or freeze with you?
Freeze.
Oh, cute. Sarah, we're going to be besties. All right. Well, you're the one who's going to be put under pressure today, Sarah. We're going to give you a category. You have to name five things from that category in 5 seconds, okay? Sounds simple enough?
Okay.
You'll be scoring a family pass to Freestyle Kings if you can do it. Okay, 5 seconds on the clock, which will start as soon as I say the topic. Sarah, can you give me five apps on your phone?
Facebook, Instagram, messages, the phone app, and email.
Oh, no!
You...
I got the four, Sarah.
You needed 6 seconds there, Sarah. You were just outside the buzzer.
That was so easy, too, buzzer.
It's all right. Some of us freeze. Some of us freeze, Sarah.
Yes.
Thank you for playing, Sarah. Go and have a great arvo.
You too. Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. 5 second sweat. It'll be back next week if you want to give it a crack.
How'd you go at home or in the car? Were you playing along? Were you yelling at the radio? Say the camera. Say the phone.
The camera.
The easy ones.
What's your favourite app?
My most used app is Instagram.
Yes.
And then I love the camera app.
Love the camera app.
I love having an amazing photo in my pocket. It's lame, but anyway. What's yours? I asked you before what during the songs. I said, is it doable? Five apps. You started with Tinder.
I don't have Tinder.
I'm not making it up, am I? It happens.
I'm a calendar girl through and through. That's my favourite app, for sure.
Swiping hard on the calendar.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Something going around on TikTok, a guy called Alex Costa has put a video up telling you how often
how
you need to wash your... I'm going to let you sit in that.
Is his cousin how much it...
How much it Costa. Are you proud of yourself?
His other cousin is... What did it... Sorry.
I don't even want to tell
my
story.
I've hit sillies.
Tomorrow you do something fantastic. International Women's Day, your rap is superb. I'm so glad there's no Costa jokes in there.
Okay. Tell me about Alex Costa.
Alex Costa, brother of...
How did it?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Has posted...
That doesn't even make sense.
He's posted a video. How often should you be washing your clothes?
Yeah.
So how many wears before you have to wash it? My partner will wash everything, even if she just tries it on and goes, nut, don't like that outfit, that goes straight in the wash.
Yeah.
Doesn't go back in the wardrobe, right?
So does mine, yep.
Really? So if it just touches you, even if you think about wearing it, you go, ah, it's dirty.
Yeah, and he washes towels after every use.
You do?
No, my partner does.
After every use?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then they're nice and warm when you want to use them the next morning.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of like that. All right, I will quiz you. T-shirts. How many washes?
How many wears
before a wash? Yeah.
One.
Every 2 to 3.
What? What if you're wearing it for like 8 hours though?
He says if you're wearing it for a day, it's every 2 to 3 wears.
Really?
Yeah.
But what
crazy.
If you've got a stinky BO pits? Alex Costa?
Well, yeah.
Tell us.
Son of what? What did it? Sweaters.
They can last a bit longer.
Yeah. How many times did you wear?
It depends on the fabric, but let's go 5.
4 to 5. Bang on.
Cool.
What about button-up shirts? Nice long sleeve button-ups.
1.
2.
If it's over another garment.
Yep.
3.
Suits. Dry clean them every 2 to 3. I agree with that. I don't think it needs to be an every time kind of thing unless you've really ruined it. Jackets. This is a big one.
Oh, once a year?
Once a year.
Is that
well
what
done.
He says?
Yeah, he says once a year.
Really?
Yep. Jeez. And jeans?
I've read that you're supposed to put your jeans in the freezer.
Yeah.
Not in the thing.
I know, crazy.
Jeans, let's go every 3 wears.
What are you doing though?
It depends whether they're baggy jeans or not. If they're my skinny jeans, mm-hmm. pretty much everywhere.
10 wears you can get out of jeans before washing them again, according to Alex. Active wear?
Every
time.
Absolutely.
Yep. And underwear.
Everywhere.
He says 5 to 6 wears.
Five No, the
that's gross. That's gross.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, that's what he says. But then he jokes about it.
Ah, oh, he's playing silly buggers.
He's playing silly buggers, just like his brother.
What it?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.